This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
It's Mike Adams filling in for Alex Jones, and we've got Dave Hodges for this segment, followed by an interview with James Lyons Weiler on the other side of this. Again, just back-to-back bombshell intel today. I'm going to give Dave a lot of time to talk in this segment. This is the last segment we have him today, but the question was, what about the supply chain disruption, and can we even structure society where Americans are willing to pay the higher prices for American-made goods so that we can have more of a redundant domestic supply chain of manufacturing? Dave, your thoughts on that. Go ahead, sir.
My great fear here is that, no, not in time for the election. I think what's going to happen with the coronavirus and the economic fallout could be minimized to some degree, but you're talking about a long-term transitional change from manufacturing in China to here, and you just don't flip a switch and have that happen. The president's trip to India, I believe, was to replace China as the number two economy and stall India, and this is why we're trying to get them to lower their tariffs so we can start these same business relationships we have in China. But that's a long-term process. That's a 3 to 5 year process. So no, I think we're going to have serious economic fallout. And our work in the independent media, the truth media, is going to be to convince the American public that this was a contrived event. It's a bioweapon. China's complicit in the spreading of this bioweapon. It facilitates their depopulation aims for their own people. It really installs them as a global policeman for reasons we don't have to get into. I'll refer you to the two parts of a three-part article series that I'm writing on the Common Sense Show that talks about how do we know the Chinese did it on purpose. And also, too, I'm going to maintain this. Alexandra Daly, one of our researchers, and I are working on a story that shows Hunter Biden not only facilitated transfer of F-35 technology to the CHICOMs in 2015, but also the delivery of bioweapons. And we contend is what was released.
Okay, wait. You just dropped major bombshells. You just said Hunter Biden facilitated the transfer of F-35 military technology to China as well as biological weapons technology to China. Is that what you just said? Because that's... And he just got cut off. We just lost. See, look at that. Wow. What an amazing coincidence. Sensitive question. Boom. Just gone. But I believe I heard that correctly. Oh, he's back.
I'm here. Yeah. Isn't it interesting that we cut out at that exact moment?
Isn't it, though?
Yes. Listen, I'm telling you, the Senate knows what I know. The day of acquittal, Senators Grassley and Johnson launched inquiries into Hunter Biden's travels to Ukraine and China. And here's the kicker. They wanted to know if it was on Air Force One or Air Force Two. And that would mean either Obama's complicit or Joe Biden, or both of them. And I'm maintaining that those bioweapons had to end up in China's hands externally because they did not have the expertise. And this is from everybody I talked to that knows bioweapons, that they did not have the expertise. Someone had to give it to them. Now, another possibility is the Israelis, because in a speech made by Wei Fang last summer, the defense minister of China, he talked about the development of race-specific bioweapons to wipe out the United States. That's a quote. We published it in July of last summer, and it's possible the Israelis had a hand in it. I think the Israelis might have worked with them. I don't see the Israelis plotting against the United States in such a fashion. Doesn't mean that China couldn't have perverted the use of it. But I'm telling you, Mike, we're making a prima facie case here at the Common Sense Show that China was actively complicit in this. In fact, in this three-part series, we established the fact, one, they're colonizing the world, and we have tons of documentation in the article I wrote.
That's also consistent with Jeff Nyquist and what he has said. I believe he was interviewed here as well. And we've only got, 30 seconds of this segment. So, Dave, give us your website one more time and where people can find your work.
Well, thanks for having me on. And first of all, congratulations, Alex. That was a great interview with officials from Brazil. That was tremendous. But anyway, thecommonsenseshow.com, both website and also The Common Sense Show on YouTube. is where people can find us and keep up with us.
You're still on YouTube? They haven't banned you yet? Well, wait till they get this interview. You're gone, buddy. You're gone from YouTube. But thanks for joining us today. We'll be right back with another bombshell interview. Mike Adams here on the Alex Jones Show. Dave Hodges will be banned forever after today. Trust me.
I don't sell firearms, but I promote them constantly. Now, could somebody listen to me and go out and buy a gun and use it wrong? Yeah. Just like I'm telling people, hey, I'm a man, I love women. You ought to go out and get a girlfriend. You may have problems with her. You may get a divorce. You may whatever. The point is, I'm just steering you in the direction I went that was successful and I loved. Well, when it comes to supplements and when it comes to storable foods, we've got the best out there because I want you to get a great result and to come back again and again as a customer and fund our political, spiritual operations against the globalists. So if you want storable foods and everybody else is sold out, and you want them delivered to your door, you want to be high quality, then take action now at InfoWarsStore.com. I got to tell you, the next week or two, I may come out and say, sorry, no more food sales. We've sold out, just like we've done with supplements and other things. So get your orders in now today at InfoWarsStore.com. Protect yourself and your family. Become independent.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Mike Adams.
Well, the bombshells just never end here, it seems. You're watching the Alex Jones Show. And in this segment, I'm joined by James Lyons Weiler from the Institute of Pure and Applied Knowledge. That's IPAKKnowledge.org, I-P-A-K, knowledge.org. And this is the first time I've interviewed this gentleman. He came up on my radar with articles about not only aluminum toxicity, but also with the virology, the protein structure, the potential engineering of this coronavirus that is now threatening the world. And I really enjoy interviewing other scientists because we can get into the technical details and you know, translate them and everything so everybody can understand. But this guy, Lyons Weiler, I don't know how he wants me to refer to him. This guy's really smart. He knows his stuff. And so I'm honored to have him on the show here for the first time. James, welcome. Welcome to the show. It's great to have you on.
Thank you. Thank you. Mike, I think we've had an opportunity to meet in person one time, but my friends call me Dr. Jack. So
Dr. Jack, okay.
All right. Thanks. All right. Thanks for having me.
Well, it's great to have you on. So you were one of the first, if not the very first, voice to talk about the bioengineering origins of this particular strain of COVID-19 coronavirus. Can you take us back to that? When did you first realize that that was the case?
Well, actually, I stated it as a hypothesis, as a good scientist would, that because I had found similarity between a vector technology element called P shuttle SN and the inserted, I don't want to say it, the part of the sequence that no scientist could identify. What had happened was the Chinese published a genomic sequence, and they reported there was part of a sequence they couldn't identify. And the Greek team analyzed the data, and they couldn't identify that part of the RNA sequence of the SARS-CoV-2 coronavirus. And so I simply looked at non-viral sequences, and I came up with a match to P shuttle SN. And I thought, hey, that's a reasonable thing to expect, that perhaps they were messing around in the lab, because, you know, they do create recombinant viruses to study the pathogenicity, to study, you know, to create enough protein to create, you know, antibodies, to study antibodies against it. So they do these gain of function studies, as you know, to try to develop vaccines and so on. So I thought perhaps what had happened was that there was a laboratory accident from a laboratory modified virus using P shuttle, created using P shuttle SN. And the similarity to P shuttle SN is in the spike protein area. But it turns out that after extensive further analysis, and I have a paper that's in peer review right now of this, that uses phylogenetics, which is my area of expertise, I can pretty much rule out that given all the recombinant viruses that we know of that involve the SARS and SARS-like coronavirus spike protein, that those recombinant viruses are not the most closely related proteins, as far as the spike protein goes, to this novel coronavirus.
So just to put this in layman's terms, what it means, sure. and you can correct me if I'm wrong, but what this means is that this is not a naturally occurring mutation with a lineage that can be traced through other in-the-wild viruses. Is that correct?
Actually, ironically, part of the sleuthing that I did was I looked like you guys were looking. You're looking at which labs have recombinant SARS-like proteins and so on, viruses and so on. The Chinese published a sequence in 2005, and they put it into the national database. The University of Nevada, the University of North Carolina downloaded that sequence and three other sequences. This particular sequence that I'm talking about was from a bat. Okay, it was from a natural isolate, and then the Chinese had it. And the UNC team downloaded it and reconstructed a virus from those four viruses, thinking they were all SARS. And so they accidentally had this, but they didn't know it. Wow. And so the way that I can know that is that there's this very, very diagnostic, if you will, characteristic protein motif pattern. What a protein motif is part of the sequence of a protein that has a known or suspected function. And so I found a signature that's unique to the coronavirus from 2019. I won't get into the details, but it has a short N-terminal spike domain, very unusual. It has a missing SHE3 and a KXCL motif and a C-terminal GP41 retroviral envelope patterns. Now, this is just in the spike protein. And so, and none of the other coronaviruses have that particular motif pattern, not P shuttle SN, not the sequence from the cancer center or the genome center from which P shuttle SN was created in China. No other coronaviruses have them except for the two sequences, the one that was downloaded that was published by the Chinese from a natural source in 2005 and the one that was downloaded by UNC. So to my knowledge, as far as I know, this sequence actually comes from a natural source. We had it in 2005 and 2008, but we didn't know it. And so I'm trying to get this published. I hope that the people who are doing the peer review understand that, yeah, there are biological differences with the spike protein, and they're important. But those biological differences don't automatically have to involve laboratory origin, and here's why. My current best hypothesis is that this is a SARS-related virus that exists in the wild, that is a testable hypothesis still, that we could find it in other coronaviruses isolated from animals. That's the critical test. If we go out into the wild and we get the same exact sequence from an independent lab has to do this. The Chinese labs can't do it. No one will believe it. And independently isolate it and then sequence it, and then publish that sequence. If it has this characteristic protein motif pattern in the spike protein, then it came from the wild. Now, that doesn't mean it wasn't laboratory released. And, you know, when we do recombinant viral research in the lab, we do a massive, massive concentration of tissue, whether it's animal tissue or in a petri dish or human tissue in a petri dish or animals that are infected with this. We do a massive concentration of this virus.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but we've got to translate some of this for the layperson here, because your talk is very, very technical. But what I hear you saying is that these pieces and parts can be harvested from the wild and then reassembled, re-engineered together to make a chimera type of virus in the laboratory, and then that virus could have been accidentally released from this lab. So it sounds like you're saying that the engineers of this they may have sourced this from the wild. It looks like it right now. And it maybe wasn't the P shuttle vector SN vector, as you said before, but maybe this was sourced from years ago and then re-engineered. Is that correct?
Well, the re-engineered part, I don't have evidence that it's been re-engineered. So I'm saying that I think that it's from the lab, but it was isolated from nature And it was brought forward when we grow these viruses in the lab, the concentration of these viruses to humans are, you know, a billionfold to one that you'll ever get in nature. It's just an incredible concentration. So the most likely source is that somebody in the lab got accidentally infected, or somebody threw something out in the trash and the person removing the trash got who knows, right? The story of the Wuhan seafood market, I don't believe it. The story that the guy was out collecting bats and got scratched in the face, that's possible. But I think the most likely occurrence, why? Because there were four other escapes of SARS from the lab in China in the past, right? So I don't see any evidence in the data that I look at that necessitates that they were engineered. But, yes, I want your listeners to understand that there are scores of labs that are doing recombinant experiments, gain of function experiments on SARS, and on now they're going to do it on this SARS too.
Okay, Dr. Jack, we got to go to break. I'm sorry to interrupt, but very interesting. Stay with us. Continue with us on the other side. Dr. Jack is now telling us that it doesn't look perhaps genetically engineered, but rather sort of found and concentrated and then researched in a lab. So we'll get more details from Dr. Jack on the other side. You're watching the Alex Jones Show. Stay with us.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot.
Oh, it's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Dr. Jack, as he's known, James Lyons Weiler from the Institute of Pure and Applied Knowledge, IPACKnowledge.org, is the website. One of the first people to raise the possibility that there was a P-shuttle SN vector, kind of a fingerprint of possible genetic engineering of this virus, now saying, if I'm reading him correctly, now saying that he believes that that P-shuttle vector is not the best fit, that it may be harvested from the wild, but then studied and replicated and concentrated in a lab, followed by an accidental laboratory release of it. So is that an accurate summary, Dr. Jack? I don't want to misstate anything you've said, but we have to translate this into regular layperson's language. So go ahead.
I deeply appreciate that, Mike. And yes, that's exactly what I'm saying. The data that I had that originally pointed to P-shuttle SN was done just by noticing that there was a similarity. And just looking at similarity doesn't tell us the evolutionary relationships. And so the combination of the kind of diagnostic sleuthing that I did was by looking at the full evolutionary story of the spike proteins, there's no recombinant protein in any of the databases from any of the labs that cluster so closely with this. We can't say that there's an ancestor of what's currently infecting people. You know, and it certainly doesn't help that Nanjing Military Institute published a bat coronavirus, or the pangolin sequence was published in January. It's all very suspicious, you know. And if I was China, I would try to put some sequences, any sequence, between the Military Institute sequence, bat coronavirus, and, you know, SARS-2, I would be desperate to put anything between there. So, you know, I'm not saying that they did, but there was a moment where I thought, hey, perhaps they're actually the sequences that are probably being published in January might be falsified data to try to mislead people like me who are going to do the analyses and find these relationships. But I honestly think, given all the data that I have, I can't find any signature whatsoever that the spike protein is related to any that we know of. Now, there could be other recombinant viruses that we don't know of. That's sure. The thing about science, right? But, I don't think Dr. Shi intentionally put this particular spike protein, or anybody else put this spike protein. And I think we got lucky in 2008 at UNC, because had they only downloaded this, we could have had this novel coronavirus in the United States in a lab as a functioning virus. But they had downloaded three other viruses and calculated what's called the consensus sequence from which they derived a virus to study.
Okay.
This is a really fascinating detective work that we did.
Well, it's clear you're the right detective to follow this, but let me ask you some more practical questions that people are on people's minds. So number one, yesterday there was a mutation reported in Iran. And so my question to you is, as a phylogeneticist, what sort of mutations are likely to occur as this adapts to the human host? Are we likely to see less infectiousness, lower mortality rates, or possible natural mutation gain of function? What is likely to occur?
So we already know, that's a great question. So we already know that the ACE2 protein that this enters the cell by, that the binding of the ACE2 is weaker in SARS-2 than in SARS. That's an interesting thing, but people have to understand this is an mRNA, an RNA virus, which means that it has the highest mutation rate out of all viruses. And that when you get infected with SARS-CoV-2 or with SARS,
which is COVID-19. I want to be clear to the audience. SARS-CoV-2 is the same thing as COVID-19.
Yeah, COVID-19 is the disease caused by SARS-CoV-2. So when I'm talking about the virus, I'll talk about SARS-CoV-2. Yeah. When I'm talking about the disease, I'll talk about COVID-19. But when this particular virus, if you're infected with it and then you have it for, say, 3 weeks or so, if you're shedding the virus and spreading the virus that you're spreading in 3 weeks is completely changed. It's undergone millions of replications, so there's mutations just in one body. And it's adapting to our own immune system. Our immune system is trying to fight it off. It's trying to survive and so on. And so, you know, it's a race between the evolutionary process within our own body and the adaptive cleverness or creativity of our immune system to see who's going to win. And so it mutates in every person. We know this. There's no doubt about it. It's a great question. What should happen if this is not interfered with a vaccine? And I don't want to see a vaccine based on a spike protein. I'll mention why in 2 seconds. What should happen is that as it goes through the human population, it should become less lethal over time. Because the less lethal forms will tend to survive and by not killing their host, but it could become more easily transmissible, and it could revert to just a common cold where very few people get seriously ill. My concern right now is that we have a very serious high 15% intensive care situation. Very critical illness is 15%. That's the best estimate that we have. And if 15% of Americans who are infected with this, as you know, the curve is hyper exponential on this. If we don't take steps to spread ourselves out socially and isolate from each other socially now, by not shaking hands, by not hugging and kissing in public, and if we don't take steps by sanitizing all the public places that we use, it should be, you know, considered impolite not to sanitize. Like you go at the gym, if you use gym equipment, you're supposed to clean it afterwards. Everything you touch in public, and I mean condiments, and I mean like menus at restaurants, everyone should carry around viricidal wipes and collaboratively try to clean our own environment to viruses.
But we structure society, I'm sorry to interrupt, but we structure society, especially in the high-density cities, with public transportation in closed vessels. We saw what happened with the Diamond Princess cruise ship, which became the incubation factor. Sure. Of Asia, you know, you talk about railways and subway cars and buses and even yep. Uber vehicles, which are shared spaces inside an Uber vehicle. How is anyone going to sanitize these between every use? It seems impossible.
Well, I mean, if everybody bought viricidal wipes or created their own by just using like a 10% bleach solution and carried them around in a baggie, this is not impossible. The trick is to get the word out so that everybody understands it's a kind of it's impolite to use public spaces. If you touch it, clean it. And it would be really nice for people to understand if you're sick, then you should self-quarantine and find out if you have coronavirus by talking with, you know, a medical professional that can help you. The reason for this is not that we're going to turn this thing. I think it's too late for us to not see a widespread outbreak. What we need to do is we need to reduce the rate of transmission to the point where we don't have a breakdown of the medical community being overwhelmed by critically ill cases. Oh, if that happens, the mortality rate is going to go through the roof.
Absolute critical point. You're exactly right. The first wave of infections in any new nation has good quality health care because there are available hospital beds and the hospital staff have not yet been infected. After that first wave, you see a very sharp spike in mortality rates because basically doctors are infected and they tell people go home and essentially fend for yourself, which means go home and die. So please hold it for one more segment with you, Dr. Jack. This is fascinating information. I want to ask you about the 1918 Spanish flu, which took three passes through the globe to cause mass death. Could we see that, or is it going to be the other way? We'll be back here on the Alex Jones Show. Stay with us. Much more straight ahead.
There's a lot of things I can say about the high-quality, storable food we sell at InfoWarsStore.com. But everybody knows any product I sell is going to be high quality at a great price because I treat you like I want to be treated. It is my religion, the golden rule. But the bad news is our main sponsor that does a great job, My Patriot, is now 3 to 4 weeks out before they ship food. They have the food, but they've got to package it. And any day now, they may come and tell me, oh, sorry, we're not selling food anymore because they're not going to take orders for for food they don't have. Now, you get your order in now, you get the high-quality food. It's a smart move. It funds the M4. You can't lose. Take action at M4store.com. Whether it's 3 weeks, 4 weeks, 5 weeks, 6 weeks, a three-month, a six-month, a year, special diets, they've got it all at M4store.com. They're in our back end. We're partnered with them. They'll ship it out to you the day it's packaged. They've got the food, but they are days and days behind shipping it out. So get your order in now to lock it in, and it funds the M4 360 win. M4store.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendovite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Mike Adams.
All right, we're back on the Alex Jones Show. Mike Adams here. We've got Dr. Jack, also his name is James Lyons Weiler. He's a scientist who follows the evidence. That's what I like about him. He's very smart. He has theories, but he backs them up with research and data and then adjusts his statements accordingly. This is the process of science that seems to be lacking today. Before we get to him, just a couple of quick updates on products. The InfoWarsStore.com food supply is now up to 8 weeks out. If you want some of that food, if you order today, it takes 8 weeks for the shipment to happen. This has increased, well, for some orders, not all, but for some, this has increased from 5 weeks to 8 weeks in just 24 hours. You better get your order in now if you want some of the food. And as Dr. Jack is listening, I will share my joke from yesterday. I said the R-naught value of the virus is so high that we're having an R-naught sale on food, which means if you wait, you are not going to get any. It's just bad geek science. I apologize for that. Secondly, at my own store, Alex gives me the opportunity to plug a product from my own store, healthrangerstore.com. We have non-China Hawaiian astaxanthin and Hawaiian spirulina. Both of those are in stock, which probably won't last long given what's going on. But astaxanthin is the king of the carotenoids. It's a fat-soluble carotenoid. And, of course, spirulina is used for many different things. It's a superfood based on a microalgae. We've got the non-China sources, which is the Hawaii supply line. So while that supply line lasts, healthrangerstore.com is where you can get that. Now, going back to Dr. Jack, I asked you before the break about the Spanish flu. And was that mutating? There were three waves, according to history, that swept through the world. Can you kind of explain, in your view, what was happening then and could that happen now?
Yeah, the origin of the Spanish flu, Kevin Berry did a fantastic, detective search on the origins. It seems like it may have had a very unusual origin. And so, it's hard to draw a comparison, should say, between an influenza virus and the coronavirus because, they're very different beasts. The question really is whether or not this coronavirus is going to be a second Spanish flu. And I think it's entirely up to whether or not we're willing and able to change our culture in terms of what we expect without getting angry or suspicious of other people. There is no us versus them in this. The infected are us because of this long asymptomatic period. It's 5 to 30 days in this asymptomatic period. You could be infected. I could be infected. Who knows? So there is no us versus them. What there is whether or not we're all willing to pull together to protect ourselves and our family and those around us. The simple act of not shaking hands and not kissing could prevent thousands of infections downstream. The simple act of self-quarantine, you could be a superhero if you're a super spreader and you don't know it, you could be preventing millions of cases of coronavirus by doing the right thing. By self-quarantining for, 2 or 3 weeks. And so we have now a weapon on our side, which is what we're doing right now. We're in the information age. We have the ability to, independent of the fact that the government's not telling us the right things to do, of getting the word out that, making sure that you designate one person. If you have multiple houses in your household, maybe you want to put all of your family into the largest house and have one person that goes out to do the grocery shopping. If the government says you have to quarantine, go, but you can go out 2 or 3 times a week to grocery shop. Maybe you should just risk one person who then drops the groceries off. It's only for a month.
But Dr.
It's
Jack,
a change in lifestyle.
What you're saying makes perfect sense, but I've been seeing news reports all over Asia, out of China. I've got a staff in Taiwan. They translate Chinese media for me every night. And there are people who just blatantly violate all the quarantines. They're told self-quarantine. It's sort of like the first wave is, hey, we're not going to put a gun to your head yet. So go home, be an intelligent person, be responsible, quarantine yourself. And then those people, 5 hours later, are out at a rave club on social media bragging about, hey, I don't have any symptoms. So then that's when the gunpoint medicine comes in. That's when the quarantines come in. But how, people cannot be trusted to even be responsible in society.
Not everyone can. So I've done some simulations, Mike. And so the good news is through social isolation, if 60% of the population participates, and if we get antivirals, whether they're nutraceuticals or pharmaceuticals, into the hands of the people in the towns that have a circulating coronavirus, we can massively, massively turn this curve down. Now, it's not going to happen around the world. This thing's going to be with us until all the countries wake up to the fact that, it's both isolation and treating with antivirals. You can't do it one way or the other. The worst case scenario is that we get like 60% quarantine, and this thing will last forever and ever and ever with quarantine in place forever. We can't do that. So sooner or later, they'll wake up that the $8 billion that the CDC is asking for, maybe got for SARS coronavirus vaccine, really ought to be spent in developing and producing antivirals and getting the antivirals into the hands of all medical all medical professionals should have been told by the government already, start using prophylactic antivirals and putting masks on when you visit your patients. Put googly eyes on your masks as you're with kids and make a joke out of it. Don't scare them. But, you know, we don't want a spike protein-based vaccine, and here's why. The animal studies show that when you develop a spike protein-based vaccine for a coronavirus like SARS, and then you inject the mice with the vaccine, the mice are fine. But then when you infect them with the coronavirus again, you have super high mortality. That's due to original antigenic sin, because our memory B cells think that our body thinks that it's under attack by the type that you were vaccinated against, and the virus, as we just talked about a minute ago, has a propensity to mutate very rapidly. So SARS-CoV-2, when it's circulating 2 months from now, is not going to be the same thing. So if they had a vaccine right now and it came to my house and said, hey, do you want this vaccine? I'd say, no, thank you. I'd rather self-quarantine, let it burn through. By the way, do you have any antivirals? Because I'd rather have that.
This is a really critical point. I'm so glad you said this. So many important things. So the vaccine, when they did vaccine research on the original SARS coronavirus, it was catastrophic in terms of secondary infections. And also, given the fact that we don't, this is probably going to be rushed, bypassing typical clinical trial protocols. It means that, and possibly the vaccine manufacturers are going to be given legal immunity in order to rush it, then we have some quality control questions. The second thing that people need to understand mathematically that you just pointed to is if the mortality of this infection is very high, then this means we have wider tolerance of possible side effects from antiviral drugs. Because even if the drug kills 1 in 1,000 people, well, the virus kills, 2 in 1,000 or 2 in 100 or 10 in 100. Right. So even a drug that's not perfectly safe at that point, if it is mostly safe, it mathematically can make sense to use that drug. And I agree with you. It's a great point.
And it doesn't even have to be 100% effective, and we don't have to get the drug to all people. Well, we need about 60% efficacy or 60% coverage with really aggressive attempts to do social isolation. And so thank you, Mike, for acknowledging that. What I want to do is I want to point people to a blog article that I update every day. It's at jamesleonsweiler.com, JamesLyons, Weiler.com. And it's 20 things that you should know that you don't know. If you scroll up, you'll see the article. It's things that you don't yet know about the coronavirus. It has a list of antivirals that are known to work against SARS and MERS. Why our government says that there's no antivirals that are known to work against this, you talk to the CDC, it's because they don't want that focus out there. They want to go towards a vaccine. So they want to turn a blind eye to the risk. And this is updated, and I have a lot of people to thank. If you have antivirals that you know work, send them to me, and I'll include them. Nutraceuticals as well, the things that we know are antiviral, but from science, and yet the CDC doesn't tell us. The other thing I want to point out is that if we adopt a new culture of constantly sanitizing public places that we use, we could actually bring about a situation where we put an end to the massive amount of influenza that we see, and we could make the vaccine for influenza completely redundant. So in the process, it's ironic, right, that if you don't want to be vaccinated against coronavirus, clean where you go in public. This is science. This is not hype. This is not anti-vaccine baloney. This is 100%. How can you shut down an epidemic like this? Make sure that you don't infect yourself.
We've got to go to break. A fantastic bombshell interview. We'll be back.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like trying to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
A frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones with Mike Adams.
You wake up in the morning and the light.
We have entered the official denial stage of all this by the WHO. It's incredible. To this day, the WHO still says there's no evidence of domestic transmission in any country outside of China. How can they say that when we see it in Italy, we see it in South Korea, we're about to see it starting next week, confirmed cases from the new testing in the United States? I mean, we're seeing this in Iran. This has gone global. It's spreading from country to country day by day. It was like more than 30 countries now. And the WHO still telling us, as if we're all just stupid sheeple or something, saying that this isn't spreading in any other country? This is not a pandemic? By their own definition of a pandemic, this is a super pandemic, and yet they're telling us just utterly, I mean, look, they're just discrediting themselves, okay? Who believes the WHO anymore when they're basically just parroting communist China? Now, in the last segment, we interviewed Dr. James Lyons Weiler, or Dr. Jack, as he prefers to be called. I think he said something that's just bombshell. I think this is the answer, and he's done modeling on this, he says. If 60% of a given population in a community where there is an outbreak, if 60% self-isolate, and then you combine that with antiviral substances, which could be from pharmaceuticals or could be from natural herbs, superfoods, and so on. If you combine those two, You basically keep this thing under wraps and you prevent an outbreak from exploding. I think that's absolutely key. I mean, I got to write a story about this. I got to cite his interview, his words, and do a story on this myself. Because what's happening in America is everybody's waiting for a vaccine. And just today, Dr. Fauci from the NIH said that the vaccine could take up to 2 years. So you see all these news reports about, oh, the vaccine is only 6 weeks away. Even Trump was kind of touting the vaccine in his speech the other day, his press conference. He said, oh, I think the vaccine is very close. It's not close. When Dr. Fauci is saying it's 2 years away, and he controls some of the purse strings, or at least purse strings, influences them at the NIH. So if it's 2 years away, what do we do in the meantime? Do you just let this thing spread and you just pray? Or do you take action using the technology and the know-how that we have right now? And that's what Dr. Jack was referring to. We can have social changes. We can isolate. We can teach people. We can use antivirals, whether they be from foods or herbs or spices or natural medicines or pharmaceuticals if they work. We could combine these. We could make them available. And yet, the answer in America so far has been, oh, we're not going to test. We're going to pretend that this is just like the flu. We're going to deny, and say it's not spreading in America, even though we're not testing in America. The CDC's test kits don't work. It's amazing that America has failed. Trump said we're in first place, you know, most resilient to an outbreak. Well, when it comes to test kits, America is in last place, absolute last place. Thank you, CDC, for putting us in this position. I did the math last hour where two infections can become 1,024 infections in about 25 days because we're not doing any intelligence, no surveillance, you could say, of the infections, which is the CDC's job. They're supposed to be testing, and they're not testing. Well, that hopefully that has changed now. So as of next week, we're going to start seeing labs testing across America. And Trump needs to get on top of this because we do not want a communist in the White House, Bernie Sanders. How would a communist deal with a pandemic? They would just outlaw the virus and then pretend it's not infecting anyone. Oh, it's illegal to be a virus. And if you're a virus, you go to the gulag. You know what? The virus doesn't care what you think and what your laws are. Let's go to the map here. South Korea, 2,000, now 337 confirmed infections. South Korea is one of the countries that's telling the truth. And so how is South Korea even detecting 2,300 infections? Well, it's because South Korea is testing tens of thousands of people, something that the United States has not yet done. So the U.S. is way behind South Korea when it comes to testing. It's incredible. In fact, we're going to go to a clip here in a minute. Italy, 655 infections. Iran now leaping to 388 infections. There's no question in my mind that Iran probably has over 10,000 infections right now, and they're just playing catch up there. Let's go to, if we could, I did a new mini documentary called Did the CDC Order U.S. States to Halt Coronavirus Testing? Let's just play a minute of that or so, a minute or two. Go to that. I want people to see. This is going to be on band.video if it's not there already. Go ahead. Title, Did the CDC Order U.S. States to Halt All Coronavirus Testing?
Welcome to this Pandemic.News special report. This is Mike Adams, the health ranger here, founder of naturalnews.com and publisher of Pandemic.News. And when it comes to the coronavirus, there are two groups of people. People who have been tested for the virus and people who have not been tested. Now, of course, I know this is common sense, but the official numbers that are reported of how many confirmed cases of the coronavirus have been detected only comes from, obviously, the group of people who have been tested. But that number does not represent all the people who have not been tested. And the number of people who have not been tested for the virus is, of course, exponentially larger than the people who have been tested.
So when you see official numbers, whether it's from China or the United States, you should note that those official numbers do not represent the actual number of people who are infected. They only represent those who have been tested. Now, typically, people who get tested are people who start to show symptoms, because before they show symptoms, they're not even aware that they have the virus. So there's no reason to test them.
All right, I'm going to interrupt
most of the spread of this.
I just encourage you to go to band.video, that full mini documentary. It's about 9 minutes long, 10 minutes. It'll be up on band.video if it's not there already. I also want to show you another clip. This is a quarantine enforcement training exercise in China that shows you what China is planning to do to treat their people. Well, they're already doing this, treating people like dogs. Check this out. This video is amazing. I'll kind of narrate it. Go ahead. All right, they're at a roadblock checkpoint, telling the cars to stop. For those of you who aren't seeing the video, I'll just narrate it for you. They're now asking questions of the driver. They're taking his temperature with an infrared thermometer. The driver's saying something they don't like. Here comes a man with a shield, like the SWAT team. It actually says SWAT. They're armed. They're yelling, demanding questions at the driver. I can't understand this Chinese. They're talking behind masks, and so I have no idea what they're saying. The guy's trying to escape. Oh, sirens. A van blocking the road. And they're throwing spikes across the road. They're demanding that he get out of his car. He's getting out, taking off his mask. He says everything's cool. Oh, they just got him over the head with a dog-catching net. SWAT team. He's taking him down. They put a hood over his head. They're taking him away. He's screaming more commands behind a riot shield. Now they're taking away the road spikes. Problem solved. And they're spraying some kind of antiviral chemical all over the response team and the vehicle itself. This is an exercise in China, and no doubt, in reality, that person would be thrown in a quarantine center or, a cremation body bag, for all we know. And that's it. That's the exercise. So China is bragging about its efficiency in running roadside checkpoints and military style. I mean, they've got rifles there, military response to quarantines and people on the road in China. Now, the reason I wanted you to see this is because something very similar will be coming to America soon, in my assessment. There will be quarantines in America. They won't be this draconian, but they will be similar in their feel and in what they are trying to accomplish. This kind of thing is coming to America, I believe, very, very soon. We need to listen to experts like Dr. Jack. We need to push antivirals into the hands of the public. We need to teach people about isolation and self-quarantine. We need to tell the truth about this virus. And right now, all we're getting from the mainstream media is lies. And from the WHO, lies. And from the CDC, cover-up, no testing kits. And even from the president right now, not yet getting a handle on this. And his presidency is threatened by this. And we absolutely cannot lose this country to leftists or socialists or communists. For Trump to stay in power, we need him for another 4 years to really aggressively drain the swamp and lock up those criminals. We need Trump to get on top of this situation right now. And so my urgent message for today, to wrap this up as the host of the Alex Jones Show, President Trump, please get up to speed. Please get a handle on this. Please help us stop this spread across America so that we don't have a situation here like we just saw in China. It's an urgent time. We're running out of options. And next week, we'll start to see more cases in America. Mark my words. I'll bring you more updates next week. Alex Jones is back right here later tonight and over the weekend. Thanks for tuning in.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.